Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's September 25, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we're doing a brand new event tonight, Invocation Masterclass. And I don't know how many of y'all have ever been a music student or a dance student where you did a masterclass where there was a teacher and the students would come up and do their thing, play or dance, and then the teacher would give them feedback. So that's what I want to do tonight. Anyone who wishes can volunteer and do an invocation. I'll empathically witness and give you feedback. And if you have questions, you're going to ask. And we'll just kind of see how it goes. Everyone else can hold space for that person. And if you're empathic and sensitive, you might tune in and see how you feel they're doing. And if anyone else has input for that person, that's welcome as well. So any other thoughts are welcome and insights too. So as always with an energetic event, let's begin with setting up the container. So if you're new to any of this, oh, let me also begin by thanking everyone who's live on the call right now. Welcome to Angela, Autumn, Britt, Carmen, Diana, Eric, Faye, James, Jeannie, Marilyn, Michelle, Marcy, Phyllis, Richard, and Roberta. So mostly familiar names. Welcome one and all. So I invite you to close your eyes. As always, please give us your undivided attention. And if you have to leave early, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container before you go. To prepare myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness, maximum merging of higher self and Benjamin that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint. Of course, all these are high vibration beings that will help us. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves, excuse me, highest good. Thank you. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. Thank you. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call Saima, our benevolent ancestors, our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty. Anyone who wishes to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them in now, whether you're live or on the recording. Thank you. Alrighty. I'm going to change into my short sleeve shirt. It's a little warm. I'll be back in about 20 seconds. Alrighty, much better. Okay, so as I said earlier, quite a few people have come in since that announcement. So, Diane asks, is it okay to just observe? Yes. I will ask you to just hold space for the person, though. We're all here energetically connected, so each of us makes a difference. All right, so this is a masterclass. Anyone who has a question about invocations or wants to do it, and any of the invocation forms are game here. You can do embodied awakening, any of the healing invocation variations. You can do hollow read. You can do custom where you call in the flavor you want. So it's all fine. Let me enable that unmuting for anyone who wants to jump in. And since we've never done it before, everyone is equal and fine to jump in. So whoever would like to be first to get tips and pointers to do the invocations better. Marcy, hi.
Hi, I was so looking forward to this tonight, Benjamin, because I wanted to ask you if you could help me to create some invocations, because that's what I thought, that we would create it together. I feel that I'm very creative, but when it comes to invocations, I draw a blank and I copy you all the time. And now I wanted to really raise the frequency and the vibration and to be able to have embodied awakening, but to be able to see everything through the eyes of love instead of the old paradigm. Now with the autumn and the new year and everything, it's a great time to transform. And I want to ask you, if it wasn't too presumptuous, to help me to create a higher vibration, embodied awakening, to be able to see everything through the eyes of love rather than the old tapes. Does any of that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. And it's very simple. That would be a custom invocation. And the formula is maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. So you could say maximum seeing through the eyes of love that serves highest good, please, and just invoke that and let it come in. So it literally is just that simple. Just fill in the blank with exactly what you're calling in and use that little formula and then just go passive afterwards and the energy will come.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Do you want to do one?
I'd like to, except unfortunately, I have a little pony in my voice, so it's not a horse. But I feel, I guess I'm not sick. I'm just not as well as I like, so I don't have a lot of energy.
So you'd rather not do it in real time here?
But maybe we should do one for health. Maybe that would be
Well,
good.
okay.
I'll go for that. So how would I to be able to instead, do I just do maximum
Well, you want
dose?
health? Plug the word health in. It's pretty straightforward.
You think? Wow.
It's easy to overcomplicate this stuff, and it's really very
Right,
simple.
I know it's the whole KISS thing, right? Keep it simple. All
Yeah.
right, well, I'll work on it. And anyway, thank you for your, I just for your brilliant showing up and
Oh.
assistance to helping to
Are
be
you?
able to help us to keep creating something new and wonderful.
Well, thanks, Marcy. I appreciate your words. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, who's next? Either with a question about invocations or wanting to do it and be observed and get some tips on how it looks like you're doing with them. Just unmute yourself and you're up. Okay, the politeness interval has passed. You're all very considerate in letting someone else go first, but enough time has passed that if you want to jump in there, then oh, hey, Cass or and or Jim, who's this?
This is Jim. Thank
Hey,
you.
Jim. Yeah.
Maybe some advice in practicing a healing invocation, and I have a chronic health condition. I've
Okay.
had it for a decade.
Okay.
And like some help, you know, if there's something more to do than the basic healing invocation. So I guess this the health condition is the oncologists call it myelofibrosis.
Okay.
Right now the symptoms are, or the condition is scar tissue in the bone marrow and anemia, not enough red blood cells, platelets, or white blood cells, low blood count.
Okay.
So we've worked on this a couple, you know, at least two times in our normal or the regular group healing, but is there something more to do or no new way to approach it?
Okay. Within the invocation approach, again, just you can do a custom calling it of what you want. You can call in a custom healing invocation for what you want to release. Both approaches can be helpful. Do you have a sense right now of whether it would seem more helpful to call for the releasing of something or the calling in of something?
It seems the two are connected.
They
Release
are.
the scar tissue and the bone marrow and then call in healthier blood.
Okay. Well, no reason we can't do both at the same time. Okay. So you just, that's maximum. And then you put in those words that serves highest good, please. And then I'll observe you. And everyone else can also observe with me if you have the inner awareness. So do you want to go ahead and do that and let's observe what happens?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. All right. So do you have a sense of what your wording is going to be?
What words are going to be, or is the
What you're actually going to say to invoke?
Yeah.
It.
So should I say that now or start it, and we'll
well
tweak
as soon
it.
As you're at, you know what? It just occurred to me. We haven't all done the embodied awakening invocation together, so let's do
Right.
that first for you and everyone
Okay.
else, and that will help all of us do this more competently. Okay. So I'm just going to lead everybody in that right now. So excuse me. Everyone, just close your eyes. Become aware of how your physical body feels. And if you have energy body awareness, feel that as well. I'm going to assume everyone's familiar with this technique, so I won't do all the explanation. So everyone, please say out loud, if possible, or silently if you must, to your higher self, maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
Serves highest good.
Or just relax. If you feel the energy coming in, just relax and feel it. Otherwise, just feel your breath come and go on its own. So it's working pretty good. I am feeling a little stuckness, though. So anybody who is using any effort right now, please just go to absolute passivity. Don't in any way try to help the invocation come in. Just relax, and your passivity, your chilling out, is what lets the higher self do it for you. That feels better flow. Good job. And still some effort in the field. I invite you, even if you're on the recording, I can feel it. So live or on the recording, please relax and just be fully passive. If you're being distracted, if you're not fully with us with your concentration, that can kind of impact the energy negatively as well. So if that's your situation, live or on the recording, please disengage or pause the recording until you can give it full focus again. That's feeling better. Use the least effort needed to feel the incoming energy or your breath. And give energy if you got it, breath otherwise. And of course, use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel what you're feeling. If zero will get it done, that's great. Otherwise, use the least effort needed to hold awareness of the feeling. That feels pretty good. Okay, so check to see if you're in embodied awakening. You can check all four boxes. You're there. And that includes no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Well, that's true. You're good. You're in embodied awakening. Even if you just had some improvement, that's great. Yeah, our field feels good now. So I think we're ready to get back to Jim and witness his process. So just to be super clear, again, I'm the teacher, so I'm the one primarily responsible for feeling the person's process who's in the focus. However, anyone on this call, live or on the recording, is welcome to also tune in and feel what's happening. We're here to be witnessed in our process. Don't interfere, just notice. So that's kind of how I'd like to play this. Before we have Jim do his thing, does anyone on the live call have any questions about our process or how this works? If so, unmute or type in the chat. I'll assume we're good. By the way, when I yawn, it's not fatigue. It's moving energy. Yeah. Okay. Jim, you good?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a sense of the phrasing you're going to use?
I have a first draft.
Okay. Well, we can, you know, once you say, we can tweak it up.
Right.
So first off, are you in embodied awakening?
I think so. I was having trouble getting in because I was focused on the wording of my invocation rather than getting
out. All right, so for the moment, drop that and just notice. Should I say the checklist again so you can check?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right, good. You feel good to me. All right. So go ahead and say the invocation.
So maximum healing of scar tissue in the bone marrow and maximum production of healthy blood or blood that this is the part I'm not quite clear on what to say.
I think production of healthy blood covers all the bases.
Okay. That's all right. Well, let's leave it there then. All right. For the greatest good. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. All right. So relax. So do you feel, my perception is as soon as you relaxed, a new energy filled your entire body. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just be with that. And now you feel the flushing out your hands.
Yeah.
And
start to feel it, yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing the flush out of the stuff you don't want, stuff in the bone marrow. So are you feeling energy movement all over your body?
Yeah, it's tingly all over.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, so they're getting to work. And again, anyone else who has the ability to perceive what's happening, Jim, does everyone else have your consent to perceive your process the best they can?
Yes.
Okay, so you have Jim's permission. Don't worry. Again, please observing only, no interfering, no helping. Just be the witness of what's happening here. And you can do this even if you're on the recording, if you're sensitive enough. These events are held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. So just feel what's happening. Oh. Are you feeling a little grief or sorrow coming up, Jim? Some emotion there?
I feel a little something in my heart chakra.
Yeah. I'm identifying that as grief or sorrow. So this is the part of the emotional underpinning of the issue. And I invite you to just feel that grief or sorrow completely as it comes up. And now that's flushing too, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, just pretty much every time I work with someone on a physical issue, inevitably there's underlying emotional stuff that has to be purged. So I've come to wonder if there is such a thing as a purely physical issue. They all seem to have underlying emotional root causes or, you know, after effects of the incident. So let the emotion drain out along with all the other energy. And of course, with any healing invocation, the idea is to completely feel what's happening, 100%, no filter. It is totally safe to do that. The higher self does not permit overwhelm. And my sense is you're fully into your process and feeling it without reservation. Is that correct, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great. But you're an old pro at this. You've been around a long time. Yeah, so just feel it. That grief is even increasing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty strong flush of grief there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty strong. But again, it's not too much, is it?
No, not at all.
So Jim's modeling beautifully how even when strong emotion flushes up, you just sit with it. You feel it completely. You don't pull away. You just dive right in and feel the whole thing. And it is your complete feeling of it, your willingness to have the complete experience of it, that means that that's the last time you'll have to feel that particular layer of emotion. A full experiencing of it means you get to release it. And of course, anything that flushes out of you during a healing process, those heavy energies are gone forever. They're not coming back. There may be similar layers that'll come up after it, but what you flushed is gone. Mother Earth has taken it and transmuted it. Huh. I'm getting a message for you, Jim, that is identical to a private client I worked with recently. Have you agreed to process for others, for the collective?
Yes.
So have you set any boundaries around that, or are you just carte blanche on that?
No, I haven't. I'm assuming, I process and then it's all clean when I get done, but I have not set boundaries.
And has that been your perception that when you do have other people's energy come through you and process, that there is no residue, you feel totally clean afterward?
I've not been aware of any residue.
Okay, thank you. Let me feel, make sure I'm getting the message clearly. Is there any belief for you that you must suffer yourself in order to process for others?
I don't think so, no.
So there's no martyrdom energy there. I will suffer to save you kind of vibe.
Not consciously.
Okay. All right. So the sense I'm getting is the issues you're having physically, part of it might be taking on karma for others.
Okay.
And if you can do that and clear it, like when I read the biography of Amma the Hugging Saint, I believe, there were stories of her taking on a serious life-threatening illness for someone, and she'd be, seriously ill on death's bed for several days as her body processed it, and then it cleared and she was fine. And that's one way to do it. But in your case, we want to allow what's appropriate, but I'm going to suggest that we invoke minimum illness and challenge to health as you serve others that serves highest good.
Okay.
So we're not going to say it can't happen, but if there's any past life belief of, I'm smarter myself, I must suffer to help others, that can be carried forward even unconsciously. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sort of resonates when you talk about past life. Yeah.
Yeah. Like this client I worked with had a heavy duty Catholic past life and just, you must martyr yourself for the sake of the church kind of vibe. Okay. So let's add that in and see if it shifts the reality at all.
Okay.
Is it okay if I give you the wording on this one?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Let me get clear just a minute. Okay, repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
I ask that my service.
I ask that my service.
To help clear others.
To help clear others.
Involve the absolute minimum.
Involve the absolute minimum.
Suffering.
Suffering.
And challenge to me.
And challenge to me.
On any level.
On any level.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This is something better. Thank you.
This is something better. Thank you.
All right. So relax and whoa, that's moving some stuff, isn't it? Okay. Just let that shake out. There's a little programming on that. And add to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
And to the extent it serves highest good.
All right, now relax and let it keep running. Well, that stirred up something. Let's see what happens now. Are you feeling a very intense flushing up there in your body? A lot of energy moving?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm shaking pretty strong. Now feel the flush. Yeah, that's a big flush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let it flush away. So it would appear there was some of that in there. So my hope is that to the degree that your ongoing challenge might have been related to past life service vow that involved martyrdom, or that kind of flavor of service where you have to suffer, that that will now be minimized. And if your ongoing failure to clear that is because it just keeps coming in from others, then maybe that will stop that, or at least And just to make clear to everyone else, that wasn't Benjamin's idea. I was intuitively shown that that was a factor in what was going on there. So my job was to then take appropriate action and suggest an invocational solution. Yeah. So what people are witnessing now is how I work with individual clients, basically, when we do invocation work. You feel that euphoria coming on? Yeah, well, there's a reward for some healing well done. Enjoy that. Oh, more grief. Wow, they're mixing it up big time, aren't they? Let that fresh wave of grief come through and release. Woo, I'm feeling like sorrow for humanity. Do you sometimes just feel great grief for the whole state of man or humankind these days?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that big time. Wow, okay. Yeah, I feel that big flush. I'm being shown some others on this call, live or on the recording, are helping Jim process a little bit. So if you feel some of it coming through you and you're not Jim, just allow that. And this occurs only when a person is willing and able to serve in this way. It's all good. If you feel that, stay totally passive. The allies will take care of everything, including flushing it through. And now, do you feel that stillness that just came over, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that round is done. So once again, custom invocation to ask for exactly what you want. And as we saw, with this case, Jim was able to ask both for a release and an incoming energy simultaneously. And they will either do it all together or do them in the proper sequence. You know, your higher self, your allies are very good at this sort of thing. And as we just learned, it is not at all impossible to have both outgoing and incoming energies at the same time. And as we also saw, a lot of stuff happened that we didn't specifically call in, the emotional stuff and the insight into the past life stuff. So it's also good to go with the flow. If you've invoked and other stuff starts happening, just go with it. If it's clear that the allies are doing what's necessary or appropriate, then, you know, take the bonus. Don't insist on sticking only to what you originally invoked, right? Okay, does that feel complete, Jim?
Yes.
Well done. Thank you for modeling such beautiful invocation work.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody here and to the allies.
Yeah, cool. All right, who's next? Unmute and step up. And Autumn,
I would like to did someone go? Okay.
You're it?
Okay. I don't know if you can see me. Here, hold on.
Not yet.
Okay, so I have been doing this, and I'm a little nervous to share it because you just don't, you know, this is just what I've been doing, and I felt today that it did.
By the way, just everyone should know, and I should have said this right, for this will go in the archive, so members will be able to, you know, witness what we're doing here. So go ahead, Brett.
That's perfectly fine, and I'm, for me today, it did work, so I'm just wanting some feedback about it. So you just go with it.
I'm not sure what you're asking me to do. Could you be
You want me to just say it is what I'm asking?
Well, I have no idea what you want me to do yet. So you need to clarify that for me.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. It's a custom invocation. And I ask maximum embodied shielding of low vibrations and transmuting them into high vibrations.
Did you say shielding of love vibrations?
Low vibrations.
Low vibrations. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. Shielding of low vibrations and what?
And transmutation to high vibrations.
Okay.
Okay, so that's kind of, and I can say it and you can feel it and that's fine, but I did, that's specifically what I've done for like the past week or so.
And how's that been working?
Today I felt like I didn't absorb anything, or like I didn't, nothing stuck inside me.
Good. And is that unusual? Was that like a new thing?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like it's working. All
Yeah.
right. You judge an invocation by its results, right?
Okay.
All right. So you want to do it now and observe the process? Have me observe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again,
Right.
anyone else? And let me just, in case I've made this super clear, anyone who's witnessing what the person in the hot seat is doing and they have insights or feedback or questions, just jump in and unmute because we can just like, ask me anything calls, got so much great feedback from others, they became ask us anything calls. So at the same time, I welcome anyone else's insight who's here on the live call and has anything to contribute. Please don't hesitate. Okay. Okay. So go ahead and go, Britt, and let's see what happens.
Maximum embodied shielding of low vibrations and transmutation into high vibrations that serves highest good, please.
Feel that new energy coming in?
Yes.
All right, so just let it run. Yeah, I feel a gentle energy all through your body now. Are you feeling that too?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. And I feel the shield. It's very subtle though. Not at all the imagery I would have expected, but there's just this kind of this gentle. Oh. So it's like you asked for two different things. You asked for shielding, which would imply nothing gets in to be transmuted in the first place. And then you asked for transmutation, you see?
Okay.
So they're erring toward the transmutation part. And they're actually asking, could you please be more clear? Which do you want? Do you want
Okay.
shielding or do you want transmutation after? Do you want it to be let in and transmuted or do you want it to be shielded? It's because you see how you've made sort of a contradictory request.
Yes.
That's why it's good to keep them simple. So let's cancel this. So say cancel, clear.
Cancel.
Okay, now, which do you want? Do you want shielding or do you want it to come in and be transmuted?
I want it to be transmuted, but I don't want it to be stuck. That's the issue I'm
Well,
dealing with.
transmutation implies not stuck. If it's being transmuted, then it's gone.
Okay.
See? So you're willing to be a transmutation engine. You just don't want the stuff to hang around afterward, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So that's what you want to invoke then.
Okay.
So do you want, can you phrase that yourself? Do you want help with that wording?
I would like help, yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and lead you. And after I'm done, I'll ask you if the phrasing felt right. You ready?
Okay.
So first, are you an embodied awakening?
Yes.
Good. All right. Spirit that I am. You
Spirit
said
that I am.
divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please let my transmutation
Please let my transmutation
of incoming heavy energies
of incoming heavy energies
be effective,
be effective,
rapid,
rapid,
and complete
and complete,
with nothing left over
with nothing left over,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
And ongoing.
And ongoing.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Did we cover the bases?
Yes.
All right, now relax and whoa. Oh, now that's a much stronger this time, isn't it?
Very.
Yeah. So you were clear. They know what to do. They can come in stronger. Good. So good. My gosh, are they done already? They just stopped, didn't it? It's like,
it's like I've up leveled or something in my upper chakras.
Yeah, they shook you up for about 15 seconds and then stopped. So it feels like they're done. Surprise. Okay. Do you feel like they gave you what you asked for?
Yeah, I feel flushed out, honestly. So
good. Well, that there's we will allow the invocation to be rapid and effective. There's no harm there.
awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'll just add, from my early days of drinking ayahuasca, starting, gosh, you know, gosh, 15, 16 years ago, almost immediately I started getting hit with other people's heavy energy to transmute through me, and ayahuasca pretty quickly turned me into a transmutation engine also. So I have lots of experience with that. And as I've said on previous calls, for me, it's just like I just sit there, stuff comes in, it shakes through, flushes out. I wouldn't call it pleasant, but there's no suffering. I mean, it can be a little uncomfortable to have it come through, but it's not a big deal. And, you know, after it pretty quickly passes through and transmutes. In my ayahuasca ceremonies, there's a part, you know, a little over halfway through where the shaman goes and works each person individually and does a deep healing on them. And I'm standing there next to him. And I'm transmuting a lot of the energies that others are releasing. My body's shaking and I'm coughing. And so it's, you know, pretty clear that, you know, I am being given some of that person's energy to transmute. And that's just, I love doing it. It's part of my service. So it's beautiful to be able to transmute for others in whatever context. And I honor you for having chosen that as your path. And I just, you know, I'm also glad that you're really clear that you have to do this efficiently and with no residue. And in my experience with that transmutation is that it, you only get what's appropriate. In other words, if it's that person's highest good to learn how to clear that for themselves, it doesn't get sent to anyone else. But there are lots of people out there who literally just can't do it. They're not conscious enough yet, or they don't have the ability to transmute their own stuff. And they need others to take it on for them to give them a head start. And then once they're lightened up enough and they're a little more awake and a little more capable, then they can start working their own stuff. But there's a need for many light workers who are willing to take on and transmute the heavy energy of others so they can kind of get a kickstart to their own self-healing ability. Does that make sense? Yeah. And it's, you know, anyone who's having this happen, they don't want you, they can say, hey, stop sending me that stuff, and they may stop. So I guess the only exception might be if you're really here to be a shaman and you made that, or some kind of energy healer, and that was your sole intention and your ego's resisting, then, you know, things may still keep happening if that was your chosen soul path. But you always have at least, you know, you can at least try the free will and see what happens. Any questions on any of that? Britt?
No, thank you very much for that. And I will definitely be using that for the next, for forever.
Well, as long as it feels right. I'm not a big fan of saying forever stuff, but as long as it serves highest good, go for it. Okay, thank you. Thanks very much for stepping up and showing us that very powerful work can be done really quickly. All right, who's next? This is a lot more fun than I thought it would be. Well, there's 18 people on the call and only three have stepped up. So I hope there's at least one more person who would like to get in the hot seat. No, no, James, just unmute yourself. No need to raise your hand. Just unmute and step up.
Hey, Benjamin, you can hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I was hesitant to do this, but I've been dealing with enlarged prostate for like 7 years.
Okay.
And I just take saw palmetto and stinging nettle root. But I know a lot of men that have serious problems with this, and I don't want it to get worse. So, I wanted to get off the idea of the enlarged part, and so I was just thinking while we were doing this to use the word shrinkage, you know, maximum shrinkage of in prostate that serves as high as good. Can keep
Okay.
it pretty basic and simple and keep the word enlarged out.
Okay. So, have you had verification that the prostate is in fact enlarged?
Oh yeah, it's a very fun procedure too.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now again, I'm playing with the wording here.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm almost wondering if it would be better to say optimal prostate health that serves highest good. Because your phrasing is you're just asking for shrinkage, but who knows what else needs to happen for that prostate to get into optimal health. There could be all sorts of chemical things that should be happening and other subtle things that have that are way beyond just the size of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So basically, if
Okay.
you only ask for shrinkage, it's like you're tying their hands to that one thing, but there may be other things they can do.
That's true.
See what I'm saying?
That's true.
So why
Yeah.
don't we just say,
Maximum.
I would say
Go ahead.
maximum prostate health that serves highest good, please, and see what they do and leave the
Okay.
prayers to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very good.
Do you want to do it?
Okay.
All right.
Maximum prostate health. That serves highest good, please.
Okay, you know the follow-up, just relax. In this case, focusing attention into the prostate area would obviously be a good idea because that's the area you're asking for health. Use the least effort needed to hold your attention there. I'm wiggling pretty good down there, so they're doing something. Yeah, can you feel energy focusing in that area?
It feels a little warm.
Okay, that's energy. And by the way, my belching is shamanic clearing. I'm not being rude. Yeah, my sense is there's a lot of shaking up going down there energetically. So just relax and let them. Yeah, they're stirring things up pretty good. Have you done previous invocation work for the prostate?
No, I didn't think of it till now.
All right, well, good start. Okay, so yeah, just feel my sense is they're definitely in a shakeup phase right now. They're loosening up heavy energies. Do you have any perception of that yourself, James?
Not really, no.
Okay. Do you tend to not feel energy very sensitively?
Sometimes, yes, I do, and sometimes, no, I don't, you
Okay.
know.
So we can amp that up. Let's throw in a sensitivity invocation to help you. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Maximum subtle energy awareness.
Maximum subtle energy awareness.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let it go and just relax. And hopefully that'll help you feel more explicitly what's happening. Do you now have any additional awareness of what they're doing energetically down there?
Yeah, just I just feel energy, nothing really specific.
Okay, that's okay. But you feel the energy now.
Yeah.
All right, that's what we want. Good. Oh, do you feel the flush starting?
Yes.
All right, yeah. Let them, now they're done. They're done shaking. Now they're flushing. Just let it flush away. And that's the two-step cycle that usually re repeats through healing invocations. They stir it up, they flush it out, they stir up some more, they flush it out some more. And they may do that cycle a number of times within a single round. Yeah, so they're flushing away. Anyway, there's no need to know the particulars of what they're clearing because we opened it up and just said, hey, heal that prostate. Whatever you got to do, do it. It was the gist of what we said. Now they have free rein to do whatever is needed. So the wisdom of crafting the invocation in a way that doesn't tie their hands and lets them give you what you need, even if you have no idea what that is. That's a good strong flush out all four limbs. Are you feeling the flush out all four limbs, hands and feet?
No.
Are you feeling flush at all?
No, just energy where the prostate is.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. I'm feeling my main awareness is hands and feet and heavy energy leaving there. And yeah, it's slowing. I'm now feeling a subtle energy all over the body. Are you noticing that, James?
A little bit,
Good.
yeah.
Good perception. Just again, stay in the prostate, but peripherally, you might catch some of this other stuff. I'm just going to, of course, narrate what I'm perceiving. Does it feel like your whole body's turning to energy now?
Yeah.
Good. Again, it won't look any different from the outside, but your consciousness is shifting, and that's why it now feels like energy instead of solid matter. They're waking you up a little bit. Often they will have to take a person to a deeper altered state to do the next level of healing. So this may not be just to feel good. This may be very practical to open up the next. Oh, there they go. Sorrow? Any grief or sorrow coming up?
No.
Yeah, I'm getting tears in my eyes. Is there any sense of heart chakra clearing happening?
No.
Okay, I'm feeling that. You may not be able to feel it, or you might feel it later. Sometimes I'm a little bit ahead of people on the perception. So yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling heart chakra flush on top of the prostate flush. I feel both happening simultaneously. I don't know if this is emotional trauma who's not being healed led to the prostate issue, or I don't know if this is the emotional challenge you've had because of the prostate. Again, they're not explaining it. I'm just feeling it. Could be both. Could be something else, but they are doing some emotional clearing. At least I'm perceiving that. So that was what happened. They took you into a little bit of an altered state, and then they started the next level of the clearing. Is there any sense, James, of being slightly out of your body right now?
Very meditative, yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right, again, what I'm perceiving, and for the record, my perceiving is mostly feeling with a little bit of sight. They've lifted you slightly out of your body, to enable the healing to proceed more efficiently, and they'll put you back in when they're done. So it's not a
Yeah.
full out of, but just kind of slightly out, which in some way leaves them space to work more efficiently. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of noticed that.
Okay, good. So just go with it. Feel like they're easing you back into your body now. And they're saying they're doing a fairly quick healing round. They understand we're in a process that's designed to teach, and instead if you want to do this again later, they'll give you a longer and more in-depth healing on your own. It feels to me like you're back in your body and the process is winding down. Is that your perception as well, James?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. So I would recommend if you want to keep working that, just use the phrasing we figured out, maximum prostate health that serves highest good, would be a great one. And they can work it from there. And then
Yeah,
just, yeah.
I hadn't thought of using this till now, so I'll work on it more.
Yeah. So again, and again, please do not neglect other healing modalities that might be helpful. I've never said this is all you'll ever need and don't do anything else. By all means, use other healing modalities that feel appropriate in addition to invocations. I mean, if you get lucky, the invocation just nails it and you don't need anything else, fabulous, we'll take the miracle. But otherwise, keep seeking whatever other health support you need. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate it. Thanks, Benjamin.
All right, well done, James.
Thank
Thanks
you.
for stepping up. All right, so this we're nearly at an hour, but I'm happy for this to go up to 90 minutes. So anyone else who would like to step up, please unmute, and we'll do who. Oh, Richard, hi.
Yeah, I'll jump in.
Yeah, thank you. So what would you like to do?
My primary issue is finance.
Finance, okay. And so what do you want to be different?
I would like to have sufficient finances to meet all my needs as they arise.
Okay, so money to meet needs. Okay, so what you're literally saying is just enough with no reserve. Is that what you really want?
Well, at this moment, I'm so far underwater that just enough seems like a lot.
Okay, so that's a good start. Okay. All right, so knowing you can ask for anything, is that all that you're comfortable asking for right now?
Well, no, I mean it would be okay. My optimum would be to have all of my needs met with plenty left over, to be of service to those who, like I am now, are in financial need and need a hand up.
Okay.
So plenty for me and plenty more to go around.
Okay. All right, now there's different schools. Now this is law of attraction work. And in my book, I get into this a little bit, how invocations are different than law of attraction. So invocations are designed for immediate energetic shifts. They're not the optimal vehicle to call in physical stuff like money.
Well, what I actually was thinking was the invocation to be for the release of energies that are blocking the free flow of finance.
That's
That's
exactly
what I
what I
was.
was, that's exactly what I was about to say. Have you read the book? Yeah.
Well, I haven't read the book, but I did the the online course that you
Okay.
had.
All right, good. Okay. Yeah, so that's invocations can release blocks to financial abundance, and it can bring in energies to attract financial abundance. So the invocations work your energies to help make the external stuff easier to make happen. So which focus do you want on this one or both? Do you want to release blocks or call in new energy to make you more attractive to money, or how do you want to work this?
At this point, relieve blocks,
Okay.
get the channels flowing freely, and then worry about the next step when the time comes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, I love it. All right. Are you an embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So, do you want to phrase it yourself, or do you want me to guide the phrasing?
If you would guide it for the first time, please.
Okay. All right. Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
please clear
Please clear
all energetic blocks
all energetic blocks.
to my financial abundance
My financial abundance.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
at the fastest rate that serves highest good.
At the fastest rate that serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
Okay, did we cover the bases?
Yes.
All right, so relax and let them take over. And I'm not feeling a thing. What is happening here? I'm not
Well, I
feeling.
got a little shot of joy right at the end of it.
Okay, that's good, but I'm not feeling energy moving, which is surprising. Are you fully passive, or are you doing anything to try to make this work right now?
As passive as I can be.
All right, so just now it's coming. Okay. They were teasing us. I also got hit. Someone in the call audience might have been doing something that was inadvertently blocking it, but I feel it. It's moving now. And to everyone else who's not Richard right now, remember, please, you affect the proceedings, whether you're live or on the recording. So please stay focused and present with what we're doing. Thank you. There are no spectators here. We're all co-creating the space. Whoa, now I'm feeling it. Is your whole body full of energy now?
Yes.
Good. So you're pretty sensitive, it looks like. So just, yeah, I'm feeling some flush. So I'm feeling, it's unusual, but they're both stirring it up and flushing it out all at the same time with you. So yeah, just, you feel drainage at all four limbs?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of flush. Woo, emotions coming up?
Happiness.
Oh, I'll take it.
It's almost like an oh yeah.
All right, we'll take that too. That does feel pretty joyful, doesn't it? Nice. Yeah. Did you feel that frequency shift right there?
Yes.
Good. And again, those who are not, those who are spectating, well, observing, witnessing, whatever, holding space. Also note if you're feeling the energy shifts as I note them. And that can be interesting learning as well, to see if you're tracking the energetic shifts, which you should be able to do from the recording as well. So just as a note to how to benefit from this if you're not in the hot seat. Now I'm feeling a shakeup. Feels like they're getting in there and stirring up some of that blockage you asked them about. Oh, yeah. It's down there in the root chakra, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Survival. Okay. Not worthy. That's what's being shook up. Do you ever get voices in your head saying, I'm not worthy of that? I've done something bad and I shouldn't have what I want. Is there any kind of self-talk along those lines ever?
Well, there's a memory.
Okay.
When I was in the Air Force, I mean, money had been tight with my family pretty much my entire life. And I can remember as clear as if it happened yesterday. I was walking from the, I was walking down a staircase and I stopped at a landing and I had this, I just like, I made an internal decision that there are people in this world who are destined to accumulate money and there are those who are not. And I guess I'm one of the nots. It's like I made that decision at that point and I have stuck with it ever since, kind of thing.
Okay. Shall we add in the negating of that declaration and a reverse?
Oh, yeah, that just, wow, chills, man.
Yeah, that was like, you know, that's the power of declaration. I don't know if you realize you were making a definitive declaration to the universe, but you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you willing to first negate that and then make the opposite declaration?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to phrase that yourself?
If you would, please.
Okay. All right. Higher self.
Higher self.
Beloved allies.
Beloved allies.
I hereby cancel and clear.
I hereby cancel and clear.
All declarations.
All declarations.
And contracts.
And contracts.
That bind me to poverty.
That bind me to poverty.
Or in any way limit my abundance.
Or in any way limit my abundance.
On any level.
On any level.
I replace them with this declaration.
I replace them with this declaration.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
I call in the maximum abundance.
I call in the maximum abundance.
Financial and otherwise.
Financial and otherwise.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Both to support me.
Both to support me.
And enable my service to others.
And enable my massive service to others.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now relax. Did all that feel good? Do you feel comfortable with what you just declared?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so whoa, feel your whole body lighten up there? So at this point, I would just be holding general full body awareness
Yes.
and just feel whatever's happening, wherever it's happening. They, I'm getting, they will hold your attention where it's needed, if it's needed in a particular spot. So just allow the focusing to be automatic. They may also have you in more than one focus area at once. That's okay. It'll be effortless and automatic when it happens. Oh, are you feeling some of that challenging emotion kind of want to come out, but it's kind of stuck?
Feeling activity in the heart.
All right. So allow consciousness to move to the heart chakra in appropriate percentage. Yeah, that it's stuck. You feel that grief, it kind of wants to get started, then it just kind of sticks and doesn't come out. All right, so we may need to invoke it to help it. You ready? Maximum heart chakra healing.
Maximum heart chakra healing.
That serves highest good, please.
The service highest good, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. Now it's flushing. Feel it? Yeah. Feel it all the way, brother. All the way. Don't hold back. You feel it all the way now. You won't have to feel it later. One and done. Feel it and let it go. Yeah. You don't have to know anything about it. You just have to feel it and let it process through. You need to know anything about it. An idea or image will pop in and you can acknowledge it and go back to feeling again. But just feel, feel, feel.
I feel the pain of when I made that decision.
Good. So you have to feel the pain to release it. So just be completely present with the pain. No resistance, please. Just 100% awareness. Remember that invocations cannot overwhelm. It may be intense. It's never going to be too much. Am I correct that it is not too much? It is truly not actually overwhelming.
Yes.
Good. So just feel it all the way. If you're willing to feel the pain along with the pleasure, then the pain passes through and you're done. That pain will never come back. Yeah. Feel like you're lighting up and going to a deeper level of consciousness there. The expanded awareness, larger. There you go. Yeah, let it flush. Yeah. Feel I just got bigger. Feel the light body expand. Yep. This is perfect example of great onion to consciousness. You let it, you feel a layer completely, you cry it out silently in your case. You can make sound if you want to, that's fine. And the moment you release it, your light body expands. It's perfect. This is textbook healing. You're doing great. I just felt your light body wake up. Are you consciously aware of that light being inside you that just sort of came to consciousness inside you? You feel that, Richard?
At the moment, I'm just wanting to go back and stand on the landing and hold that guy in my arms and tell him it's okay.
Then do it. Do that. He was doing the best he knew how. This is a tiny, like, tiny bit of IFS throwing in here. Yourself, capital S, self, the awakened part, going back to the prior wounded part and giving him healing. Beautiful. Yeah, follow your inner lead. Do whatever spontaneously wants to happen, brother. Go for it. You're doing beautiful work. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And my sense is everyone observing this live or on the recording is holding space for you. They're just like, oh my God, he's doing great work. Yeah. How's your process with your past self going?
I'm seeing him in the light.
How's he feeling?
He doesn't understand what's going on.
Is he still holding the belief that he has to be one of the ones who doesn't have money?
But if it's there at all, it's certainly not as powerful.
Okay.
It feels more like an old Wells thing right now.
Okay. So we don't have time here in this container. Have you done the internal family systems therapy course inside Awakening Plus?
Not yet. I have it on my list.
Do
I think
it.
I'll bump it way up.
Yeah, I would jump in there and work with this guy. In fact, if you want to jump on right after this call, if you have energy, that would be a perfect timing. Yeah. I mean, well, it's hot and fresh. I would jump on it. Yeah, so because it's up. And my voice will guide you through every step of the process. Just say, I call forth the part of me that declared poverty or whatever phrase, and he'll come right up and just follow the steps of my voice guiding you in the process. And if you could possibly do it now, if you have energy and availability, there's no time like the present on this one. If you have to do it later, that's okay too. But you got momentum, and it would be awesome to jump in on that as soon as we're done here, if you can.
Yes, I will.
Good. Yeah, that doesn't have to take more than 30, 45 minutes. That's the usual duration of a round like that. Okay, so my sense is that that's what they want to do with you right now in this container. Good work. I think we jumped on, we found out where the block is, at least one level of it. We have no idea if there's others beyond it, but that's a big one. We take them as they come.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel complete for now, Richard?
Feel complete. Thank you so much.
Good work. I didn't know this call was going to be so good. I had no idea. Is anyone going to know? All right. Beautiful work. Good job. Okay. Any loose ends for you before we close your bit of it?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so we're nearly, we have about 14 minutes. Let's see. I'm not sure we have time for another round, but let's open it up now for questions and comments on all the processes. So
I have a question.
Yeah. Hey, Faye.
Hi. When you talk about people being passive when they're receiving energy,
yeah,
that works really well. What is there a difference, or is it all the same as far as being passive, not being resistant, or allowing? Is that all pretty much the same?
They all sound the same to me. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm just asking for future invocations. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Benjamin.
You're welcome. Great question.
Thanks.
Yeah, I always appreciate your sharp mind, Faye. Any other questions, comments, or anything? Let's take a quick, just a minute, Judy. Let's take a quick poll. Those who would like to have this be a recurring event, put a yes in the chat, and if not, put a no. So would love some quick feedback on that, just even a Y or an N. And if you put a no, I won't hold it against you. Wow, we seem to have a whole string of yeses. Yeah, cool. It occurred to me, though, after I just today, I said I called it a masterclass, and you know, that having been a musician, that's a comfortable term, but I thought a lot of people might know what the heck that is. If I called it invocation coaching, that might be an easier concept. Phyllis says, not all the time. Okay. Okay, that's the feedback I needed. Thank you. Okay, now someone was waiting to speak, and I paused them. So if you all, if that, yeah, Jeannie, come back. Yeah.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, yeah. Everybody. Yeah, I'm really glad that I could make it tonight, because right before the call, I stubbed my toe and my whole couple of toes. And it was, yeah, thanks. It was really painful. And, you know, it's like I could have blamed it on, oh, you were rushing to get to Benjamin's class, so you were in a hurry and it was an accident. Mm-hmm. But I know better. That's not what happened. What was bugging me for the last few days had to do with the beliefs about finance that set me off and then ultimately caused a physical injury. And so I loved it when everybody picked everything that they picked, you know, the physical healing at the beginning and then the finances, and just everything helped. So if I just stay passive, I know I helped their process, but I think I received a lot of help on my particular thing. And especially when you said, you know, this would be a good time, jump off the call and do an IFS, because, you know, he intuitively knew that there was a part of him that came up with a belief, he called it a decision. I call it a misinterpretation, because I was too young to know how to make a better conclusion. So I made the conclusion that I made, and it became a belief. Mm-hmm. And then that belief is now ready to be unwound. So tonight was just beautiful. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Benjamin. Oh, and you know, your coaching was so great. I mean, I just loved it all. And I know once or twice I got something a little different than you did. And so I was real quiet and asked, is your take on this correct? And it was like, no. So then I could just relax and just say whatever Benjamin comes up with is going to be absolutely spot on. So thank you.
Well, also unless what you were perceiving was in direct contradiction, you might have been perceiving another aspect of it that I was missing.
Well, that's what ended up. That's what ended up. I, you know, a couple of people we dealt with taking on for others and processing for others and so on and so forth. So when you got that, I got a specific family member for one person.
Oh.
And so it's not that that was wrong. It was that either myself or the person who was being worked on took on a family member's belief. It wasn't even their belief, you know, or my belief. Like in my case, my dad, he believed, you know, to feel guilty if you had a lot of money. So, you know, I had both. I had circumstances that made me come about that decision on my own. But the reason the circumstances existed is because he had that belief. So it was like a double whammy. I had my own experience. Plus, I really was empathetic. So I took on my dad's. So, yeah. So you're right. I wasn't completely wrong, but another aspect. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you on when we do similar calls, you know, I invite you to jump in. If you know, and what I didn't do tonight that I would like to, as after I've given my 2 cents, I said, okay, does anyone else have insights they'd like to share? I didn't extend that invitation. I would just kind of dominate with the thing.
Well, tonight that was perfect for me because I don't think I could have come up with the words until now okay. to even, you know, because I had smashed my foot. So I was in a state. So I would have probably been quiet anyway tonight. Okay. So thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
But in future, if you're on one of these and you're getting insights, then at the you know jump in and share them because you know I don't have to be the only one giving the feedback here. You know, you okay. are. I know how okay. advanced you are, and are perfectly capable of offering great insights too. So I will specifically invite you to give input on future similar calls, and anyone else who is perceiving what's happening and has something to say that might be helpful. Then
we'll be happy to. Thank
let's
you.
Let's make it a team sport.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah. boy, we were a great team tonight, all of us, yeah. all of us here. And I mean, that receiving thing, you know, I do get insights and visuals and whatnot. And so I have to constantly remember Benjamin says be passive, receive. Receive mm-hmm. and that so there we go. There's another IFS I could go to. I'm gonna be up all night. Oh, just all right. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to add, you know, there's a lot of people in this membership who are very capable, very awake, very conscious, high service capacity. So, you know, anyone who is feel like they have any input to share, you know, I do welcome that here. So you know, I'm trying to empower all of you guys to you know, to go to your next level. So I'm not trying to be the one and only. Roberta, hi.
Good evening. I just wanted to go with someone else who also thought that your other suggestion rather than the master class is more accurate and feels better. I now coaching. Can't remember what word you used.
Coaching?
Yes, coaching. Thank you. Plus you. Which I agree with Jeannie that just tonight's energy was amazing all the way around. And cool. I love watching you in action. Yes.
Oh, thanks.
And I loved it when you cracked up laughing, thinking you were having a good time. I laughed right on through half of the next go round. Yes.
Sweet. All right. Thanks, Roberta. I always love your feedback. Anybody else have a question or comment? All right, last call for questions or comments. All right, well, thanks those of you who showed up live or on the recording for this new event. I had the inspiration to offer it, but I really didn't know what would happen. But it definitely exceeded my expectations. And I think this is a whole new flavor, a kind of thing of Awakening Plus where I just have a sense that doing this and eventually expanding beyond just my feedback to the feedback of other members, that I feel like you're going to get a deeper sense of how energy works and how invocations can operate. And I just think it's going to take us to a deeper level and greater mastery of all this stuff. So I'm excited to put this in the mix. So sweet. Big thanks to all of you for being here. Super grateful for every one of you for being in the membership. You all make it operate and you all add your beautiful energies, and I'm super grateful. Good night. Wednesday, we're doing shamanic breath work. That's a very intense process. I've already made the music mix available if you want to download that. And if you want to have a powerful experience of first shaking up a lot of heavy stuff and then go into some super high states of ecstasy, most likely, come be with us on Wednesday night, September 27. And if it's after that, then get it in the mix, in the archive. All right. Big thanks, everybody. Many blessings. Good night.